You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another video here on fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Today we are having a look at a game week 29 wildcard selection. Those of you still with your wildcard to play, this hopefully will give you a little bit of a flavour of the players I would be picking if I was playing a wildcard this week. Plus, those of you who've already played your wildcard or still to play it, this will give you a general idea of some of the players I think you should be looking to target and be looking to buy into your teams this week, even if you are not on wildcard. Before we dive into it, if you haven't already liked the video, if you haven't already subscribed to Fantasy Football Scout, make sure you go and click both of those buttons. Diving in, we're going to start in goal, and it's a bit of a strange goalkeeper combination that I've gone for on this wildcard draft. We've gone with Ederson and we've gone with Iverson of Leicester. Now, of course, when you're on wildcard, you cannot also play your bench boost. So you will have to bench three players in this squad going into this week, plus also benching a goalkeeper. That bench goalkeeper will be Ederson. Of course, he has Liverpool at home in a single game week. However, we also now know that Manchester City have a double game week in game week 34, plus a future double game week, which is predicted to fall into game week 37. It is very hard to find a Manchester City defender who's going to be nailed for the remainder of the season. And it looks like Ederson is going to be the only one that's going to fall into that bucket again. So from game weeks 30 onwards, you do then have Ederson in here. Now, this wildcard draft and wildcard drafts generally will be very dependent on whether you have chips available or not, whether you have your free hit left in particular, and what that means for you in game week 32, the big blank game week that we have left in this season. Now, Iverson as our second choice is where we come into it. It looks like he's taken the place of Danny Ward, particularly in the short term. Leicester have a double game week in game week 29, which is who you'd start. You'd start Iverson over Ederson going into game week 29, and then moving forward, you pretty much play Ederson in goal every week, apart from maybe game week 32, where Ederson has a blank, whereas Iverson has a decent enough fixture that week. You do save a bit of money going with Iverson. Ederson is a little bit more expensive, but for me, he's the only way to buy into that Manchester City defence at the moment and have a nailed-on starter every week. And given their upcoming doubles in game week 34 and predicted in game week 37, plus a nice run to the end of the season, I do think having one of those is going to be very popular. So I think why not wildcard into them? Now, moving into defence, and there are some goalkeeper combinations and goalkeepers that you could have gone with, but a lot of them we've covered in defence. Now, the big omission here is we actually have no Chelsea defence. This is because after game week 29, and actually their double of Aston Villa at home and Liverpool at home isn't that great. Aston Villa have yet to fail to score under Unai Emery. Plus, again, they have Liverpool, and I expect Liverpool to score even when they travel to Stamford Bridge. That's why we've got no Kepa and no Chilwell in here, but if you did decide to go Kepa over Ederson, for example, I wouldn't really have a problem with that, but then there's no point in having Iverson, because you can only start one of those every single week anyway. Moving into defence, so we do have Kieran Trippier in here. He is in here, the double for Newcastle this week, plus the predicted double in about game week 36, not to be confirmed, but that fixture against Brighton has to go in somewhere. The attacking threat is there. The clean sheet potential is there. They've not been as good since the restart, but I think we all want to still own Trippier. The attacking numbers are still really good. Next to him, I've actually gone with Robertson. Now, I think if you're wildcarding this week, you do need to start to invest in Liverpool. Liverpool have a fixture in game week 32, whether you're free hitting or not. They then are likely to double in game week 34, plus have a nice run of fixtures sort of between game week 30 and the end of the season with no European commitments. Now, this is a really big one. The likes of Manchester United, the likes of Manchester City and some of the other teams like Chelsea do have European commitments, which could lead to rotation. Liverpool have nothing else to do but fight for top four in the Premier League, which means rotation will be a minimum. They'll be putting out full strength team and they'll be fully motivated right up until the end of the season. In terms of Robertson versus Trent, the attacking numbers are very, very similar. Robertson may be slightly less nailed when there are a lot of fixtures, but again, because there's no Europe, I don't see Tsimikas starting pretty much any games. And from open play, Robertson has been slightly better, so I saved the 0.5 million, which you do need potentially with this draft. If you have the money spare and you want to go Robertson up to Trent, be my guest. Next turn, we've gone with a stupid hand, and we do want triple Brighton. Of course, they have the double in game week 29. They have a double in game week 34, plus two more double game weeks. They don't play in game week 32, and we'll talk about game week 32 once we've gone through the whole draft. He is the most attacking of all the Brighton defenders. You could go for Lewis Dunk, slightly more nailed with all the fixtures that they're going to play. Maybe you want that nailed aspect, but I do think a stupid hand's attacking threat just outweighs the sort of nailedness that you get with Dunk. Now, we've gone on Manchester United defence, and we have gone with Luke Shaw. 5.2 million, didn't play the final England game because, of course, he got sent off in the first one, which means he's had a nice bit of a rest to come back in. Now, Manchester United are still in Europe. It might be come game week 37, 38, that there might be a little bit of rotation if they do go far into European competitions. However, they double in game week 29. They have a nice couple of fixtures in game week 30 and game week 31, as well as doubling in game week 34. Triple Manchester United is pretty much essential if you are wildcarding this week and you still have your free hit, of course. And finally, in the bench, we have Ben White. Now, Ben White, of course, will sit on your bench this week. He is just one to hold for the foreseeable future in case you want an Arsenal defender in there. You could potentially go for a Newcastle defender to plan ahead for their double game week further down the line. But having a little bit of Arsenal just makes it feel a little bit of a safer draft. Now, Tomiyasu looks like he's picked up an injury, which is going to keep him out probably until the end of the season. Now, Ben White wasn't necessarily that nailed, but without Tomiyasu, it looks like Ben White is going to be okay to play for the foreseeable future and will be pretty nailed on as well. It doesn't look like he's necessarily going to start every week in this draft, which is why I've gone with him over the likes of Zinchenko, over the likes of Gabriel or Saliba. You just have that money in the bank instead of investing it in a slightly better Arsenal defender. So that is defenders moving into midfield now. So in the spirit of having those Liverpool assets, despite a difficult double, Mo Salah does come in here. I do think you want him, and I do think for come game week 31, maybe 2, 3, 4, going into the double game week, Mo Salah back in is going to be a very, very popular transfer. And if I was wildcarding this week, I would just go straight back and buy him in now. Bruno Fernandes and Marcus Rashford complete the Manchester United triple up. As we spoke about, a double this week, doubling game week 34, plus some nice fixtures on the horizon. It is worth potentially keeping an eye on their European commitments, but while they're still keeping an eye on top four and while they're still fighting for that, I don't see there being that much rotation in their Premier League 11, to be honest. And Fernandes always plays, and Marcus Rashford is the talisman for them. And finally, we complete it with double Brighton midfield, a very template midfield at the moment. We've gone with Matoma and March. March is in here because when I built this draft, my team value is not that great. I did need the money in the bank for March, and I did need it for Robertson over Trent as well. If you have the money spare, I would probably do March up to McAllister and go McAllister and Matoma. I like McAllister's threat when he does play in that more advanced role. I like his set pieces, and Matoma just so involved when he is playing. To be honest, again, it's like we've seen in previous drafts. You can't really go wrong. It does feel like a little bit of luck of the draw of which Brighton mids you go for and who ends up scoring points. So in this one, I've got March, and then I really like Matoma. I think Matoma would be my number one pick, and then it depends if you've got budget for March or McAllister. So that is the midfield five, and then up front we have Erling Haaland, Ollie Watkins and Alexander Isak of Newcastle. Haaland is in here. He'd also sit on your bench this week. I can't believe it, but you'd bench him because he doesn't have the double. He has Liverpool at home, and he actually is yellow flagged at the moment. I think he'll be fine, but he is yellow flagged and he'd be benched in game week 29 for the double game week. Watkins with a double this week, plus a nice couple of fixtures after that. Isak similarly. So a double this week. He then does play in game week 34, Southampton at home. Plus they're going to have a double later down the line when the fixture against Brighton does get added in as well. And I do like what he offers. He does look like he's nailed down that first choice slot in there as well. So this is the wildcard draft. In terms of the lineup, Edison would be on the bench. Ben White would be on the bench. Haaland would be on the bench. And then you've got a little bit of a difficult decision to do. You probably might end up benching Robertson just because he has Manchester City away, Chelsea away this week. But then going forward, you're quite happy to own him. In terms of how this looks going forward, game week 32, this puts out 7 players. Plus, you have 3 free transfers between now and then. You could potentially look to add a couple of Arsenal assets. To be honest, if you don't have your free hit, of course, if you have your free hit, a wild card this week, free hit game week 32 makes so much sense. You can buy back in to your triple Arsenal, for example, in game week 32. Because, of course, they have a nice fixture at home to Southampton and you don't need to worry about owning them this week. If you don't have a wild card, to be honest, I don't think game week 29 is the week you should be playing it. If you have no free hit left, I think game week 33 is the best week to be playing your wild card. It allows you, you can use transfers for this week, dead end your team going into game week 32 in the blank game week, then wild card in game week 33 or game week 34 and plan for the remainder of the season. But if you did wild card to this draft this week with no free hit in game week 32, you do have 7 players. You could add a potential couple of others with your free transfers. You could move on a Brighton midfielder. You could move on a Stupinan. You could potentially move on one of your Manchester United assets in there as well. So it is okay to be set up like this. But as I said, if you don't have your free hit left, I wouldn't probably wild card this week. Let me know about this. Of course, there's no Harry Kane in here. No double this week, plus no double in game week 34. It just meant that I did favour a couple of the other assets that we have in here, like Mo Salah, like Erling Haaland, and like having Bruno Fernandes in that as well. Thank you all so much for watching. Like and subscribe before you go. If you are interested in other fantasy football videos, don't forget to check out my own channel, FBL Harry, on YouTube. There's a link in the description. There's a link above as well. Good luck in game week 29 when it does come around, and I'll see you all again next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.